You're listening to Innovating Smart, stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.
What is SMART? SMART is system savvy, managed intelligently, adaptive, regenerative, and trusted. These are our design principles for a sustainable world.
My name is Peter Fitch, and I am a graduate with a BA in Environmental Studies. I am going to be talking with Christine Herzog, who has created the Smart Grid Dictionary that provides fast, accurate, comprehensive definitions of 1,200 Smart Grid terms and organizations.
Hi, my name is Christine Herzog, and I'm the Managing Director of the Smart Grid Library, and I'm also the author and publisher of the Smart Grid Dictionary, now in its second edition. The smart grid is a supply chain, and in the traditional grid, we've always thought of it as generation, transmission, and distribution. And then it hits the meter that's attached to a building where you live, and that's it. That was the traditional supply chain. With the smart grid, of course, we want to incorporate a lot of renewables, and we want to incorporate more electricity that is closer to the point where it's being consumed. The smart grid adds consumption as the final link in that chain, because as consumers, and I'll borrow a term from Alvin Toffler, we can become prosumers, producing consumers, meaning that you could put solar panels on your roof, or you could put mini wind turbines in your backyard, or gather biomass and have a nice digester of some sort. You can create enough electricity to perhaps power your own house, perhaps power some in the neighborhood, perhaps sell back to the grid. That is a completely new concept. The technology is becoming affordable, is becoming easy to use, so you do not have to be an electrical engineer in order to participate as a prosumer in the smart grid. If you say you do not want to have a smart meter, you're not going to get the benefits of having that data available to you so that you can intelligently manage your own electricity use. Now, if you have a smart meter, and you can intelligently manage your electricity use, and you can reduce your electricity use. Well, if you and a lot of other people do that, that may eliminate the need to build another generation plant. And if we don't have to build that generation plant, that means that cost won't be spread across all ratepayers, meaning you can actually be part of a community that keeps our prices from going up. And you can also be part of a community that is saving yourself some money so that you can expend that on more fun things. And you're also part of a community that by reducing our energy use is going to reduce our greenhouse gas emissions. Energy storage is absolutely critical for the integration of renewables into the grid, especially what we would call the intermittent renewables such as wind and solar. What we need to do is make sure that we store energy so that if you are reliant completely on solar power, if you have a cloudy day, you have energy storage so that you can still continue to operate and function normally without going completely dark. And energy storage is something that can be considered at a utility scale as well as down to an individual scale. There was no dictionary, no common aggregation of trusted and verifiable definitions, and I had already a very good start with information I had developed for my own research and said to myself, well, I think I could write that dictionary. I was just expending my funding on attending various industry conferences, every source that I could get my hands on in order to start collating information. And in the process of creating a definition, I would certainly cross-reference between several different sources to make sure that what I was creating was an industry standard or something that was commonly accepted and agreed upon by a number of different industries. I would follow up with them, ask them specific questions to define an acronym if I hadn't really caught what they were saying. Through the advisory board that I have for the dictionary, that was quite a collaborative venture as well, in which they supplied new terminology, reviewed existing definitions, and made suggestions and edits, so that this second edition really does reflect a lot of individuals, aside from myself, making significant contributions. The key obstacle is just they're busy people and getting their time and making sure that I wasn't intruding or imposing too much on their time was the biggest obstacle. But they were very generous with their time because it was an all-volunteer effort. The advisory board included people who represent industry associations as well as utilities, as well as some of the major vendors and some of the research labs in the United States. I would like to expand the advisory board to incorporate more resources that have specialization in areas such as cybersecurity or energy storage going forward. I do plan to update it on an annual basis, so it will continue to grow and the content that's already there will be revised. One of the things that I like to do is to provide that information, and I do that through my blog that's on my website, to explain these things in everyday terms for the average ordinary person to understand, not the industry insiders. And that way, I hope to demystify what this all means for the average ordinary consumer and ratepayer. If you have some idea like that, just act on it instantly, and you may be the first to get there and be the first to market. I would encourage everyone to not just think about how they can get into the sustainable field, but how they can incorporate sustainable values into their lifestyles. This shouldn't be a career choice. It should be the way we live our lives.
Thanks to Christine Herzog for talking with us today. Visit SmartGrid at smartgridlibrary.com. I am Peter Fitch. This story was produced by myself, Chris Gonzalez, Alex Kawashima, directed by Sue Liebeck, with support from Sustainovation Business for the World We Share, Silicon Valley Innovation Associates, and StarNet, harnessing the power of partnership.
This has been Innovating Smart, bringing you stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.